This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gremlins 3 is coming out?
Oh, God, please.
What? I thought you liked the Gremlins right up your alley with the 80s.
Yeah, no. Goonies a little bit of a different story. Gremlins, eh.
Didn't do it for you?
I liked it in 1984 and what right. I saw in the theater, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's a bit of nostalgia there with it.
A little bit. I mean, is it a good soundtrack?
I have no
that
idea.
That might pull me
Hoff,
in.
Did you see this Gremlins 3? Are you into the Gremlins?
He's not listening.
No, Hoff. I'm listening. I'm just confused. Bad. Are you sure about this? There was rumors about it for a long time.
Warner's making Gremlins 3 with Steven Spielberg.
That's November 2027, yeah. Are they going to go on strike, though? Will they have a holdout? You think that they'll be pushed back?
I have no idea. I'm just going based off of the reports. I saw it pop up. It seems to be accurate. This is not AI, like my wife saying, oh, Rocky 17's coming out. Did you see that? I'm like, uh-oh.
It's AI. Confirmed.
We'd go see it if it was.
So Gremlins 3 is, like, Gremlins 2, I remember seeing
was
that with,
amazing.
With my grandmother. She had to walk out because it was so cold in the theater, and I stayed and watched it. But this is, my grandma died in, you know, whatever, I forget it being the year, but this is probably early 90s.
I don't remember Gremlins 2. I remember seeing, when did Gremlins actually come out?
I
say
83? 88? Yes, hold on.
Before 88. Gizmo, that was a huge
deal. That was big. I liked Gremlins.
It was 84.
Wow, nailed it. All right,
the wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's why I saw it. Yeah.
Now, who directed it?
I was a little bit too old.
Was it not Chris Columbus?
So the screenplay, who directed it?
I have no idea.
Me neither.
Gremlins 2 came out in 1990. Okay, so there you go, early 90s.
Yeah, I'd moved on since to the
I didn't love
Gremlin.
It. I remember seeing it, but I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm. What was it, like they got wet, they mass reproduced?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Something like that.
Yeah, you couldn't get the gremlin wet, otherwise they multiply. Yeah, man. Gizmo, come on.
I'm excited about this.
I would 100% see Gremlins.
Who was the girl? Who was the lead girl?
It hasn't been out in 30...
Don't remember.
35
oh, come
years.
On.
Of Gremlins?
Wasn't it Phoebe
Katz?
Was it?
Phoebe Cates?
Phoebe Cates, yeah. Phoebe Cates.
You give me a little Grease 3, I'm all in.
I have no idea. Grease 3?
You and the musicals. I'm very surprised by you by this.
Well, what other musical have I referenced? I'd have
Grease every other day. And Grease 2.
Yeah, what else? That's it. So it's not overstated.
But you also referenced...
You don't think it's cool to have a movie that last came out, okay, was huge in 1984.
Huge.
Comes out in 1990, obviously not as big, but still Gremlins 2 in 1990. Mm-hmm. They haven't made a movie since 1990. That's 35 years,
is
right?
Is it a continuation of 2? I mean, that's the question. So was it like Rocky 2 to Rocky 3, or is it just...
I feel like they'd have to have a tie-in. Like, you're not just going to make a random Gremlins movie and like try to remake it.
Like a remake,
it.
Yeah. You're probably right.
All right, screw you guys. I'm into it.
Gremlins. Right. Oh, wait, what? You think I'm not?
Maybe we'll get the invite to the premiere.
Gotta have the right friends. Gotta have the right friends.
Yeah, let's know about it if we do. Hoff, do me a favor. If you get an email for that, can you let us know
about
sick. That? 888-808-1019, the number to call. Let's get back to the phones here, BT. Let's go to Phil in Spring Valley. He wants to talk about his Yankees. What's up, Phil?
Hey, good afternoon. How you guys doing?
What's
good.
Up, buddy?
Oh yeah. So like the problem with this offseason is sort of like, I think the Yankees realized it, you know, in the trade deadline last year, where you started getting more role guys, where you said, hey, look, we need to line up better, have our lineup, you know, more fit against lefties. have more versatile guys, have guys like Caballero who could steal bases. Mm-hmm. And the issue when I look at this offseason is I say, you know, the guys that are really the big hitters out there are all home run guys, really. Those are all guys that, you know, crush home runs. The average is not necessarily there. I mean, Alonso was good, but Alonso was not a guy who does the little things.
Yeah, true.
It wasn't, you know, Schwarber's not the guy who does the little things.
No.
And if you look at the team, you know, you always look at the World Series teams and you say, hey, what did they do to get there? And you look at the Blue Jays, the great at-bats and the great, you know, small things they did. You look at the Dodgers, they always have done the small things, the stealing bases. The amount of times the Yankees don't do the small things is part of the reason that, you know, that fans are so frustrated. I feel like that has to be the focus.
Well, I think you accomplished that by finally getting a leadoff hitter. Think about this.
Yeah.
Like, it's nice to have a couple of options. Like, when they got Rosario, when they brought in Caballero, these were moves that made the Yankees more diverse, more just better, really. But that's something that I want at the bottom of my order. I don't want to be mixing and matching at the top of the order, nor do I want somebody going up there like when Grisham really kind of grabbed the stranglehold of the leadoff spot, who's going to hit 160 against lefties, especially good lefties in the playoffs, which is what you're going to see. So they've got to reshape the way things. That's why Kwan is somebody that you've said.
Well,
for a while.
I wanted him last year at the deadline. If he's available,
I think he will be.
Go get him.
Yeah,
I don't want to
okay
hear
with that.
Spencer Jones, Dominguez, whatever Cleveland wants. Obviously, not talking about Schlittler. He's untouchable.
Lombard, no.
No, we're talking about. I mean, look, if it were Lombard and I had to do it, I'd have to consider doing it.
For Kwan, I wouldn't do that.
They also
I'm not
need.
Doing that.
They also. Well, then, what are you going to do with Lombard?
Well, I'm going to hope that he's the player that I think he's going to be, and he'll be in the minors. He will probably start in double. He's got no chance to make the team this spring. He needs more time.
Well, then who's playing shortstop this year?
I don't know. Probably Caballero to start as Volpe gets healthy.
I mean, but that's...
You know, I mean, that's. I'm just telling you what I think they're going to do. Do I think that's perfect?
Well, why not trade for Kwan? And maybe it doesn't take Lombard. I'm just saying trade for Kwan. Now you get him. I don't care what has to go the other way. Now you get Kwan. You have a leadoff hitter in left field. Bring back Bellinger. He is in center field.
I like the plan.
And you have him. And then go get a shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, just a guy just to kind of patch it together. You're not talking about like a Bichette type, are you?
No, I'm talking about a real shortstop.
Well, but who? I mean, give me a name. Who's out there? I don't know who's available.
Well, how about this? Not Volpe.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm saying. I don't think right now the Yankees have a shortstop.
I think their plan is to be, I think they're going to go with Caballero to start. I mean, you know, if Volpe...
And then what? When Volpe gets healthy, go back to him?
They probably will.
That to me is a losing plan.
It's not the best plan. It's not the... It's year four. So I'm just telling you what I think they're going to do. Now, I don't think that they're going to even really seriously pursue Bichette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't think that that's an option. I don't know any other shortstops. Not that you can't entice somebody to make a trade, but I don't know that there's a real abundance of options on the market.
Yeah, how about they get Bregman and move on from McMahon? You could have Bregman then shore up third base at the very least. I don't like the idea of Caballero being the everyday shortstop.
Dude, I don't
like
their infield. Think about their infield right now.
But that's what I'm saying.
Think about the whole infield.
Jazz, I don't like. They don't have a first baseman.
That's a big problem.
Yeah, there's a long way to go. That's why I do think, though, for starters, let's shore up the outfield. Go get Kwan, put him in left field, and now you left field, Gold Glove, and the leadoff. Two things at once. Bring back Bellinger, center field. You are set beyond belief in the outfield, and you're set at the top of the order with Kwan, Judge, Bellinger.
I like that.
Yeah, okay. Now
I like that. But then you can live with Volpe if he's catching the ball.
Correct.
If you've got a real leadoff hitter in Kwan, and Volpe's just down there, which he would be anyway, I'm fine with that.
You don't need offense. You want somebody who's going to catch the ball and play good defense. I just don't know if I'd run it back again, running the risk with Volpe. It's not the biggest issue.
You know they're going to. You know they're going
to. I hope not, man. I think they got to be smarter at some point.
They basically told us that at the press conference. They didn't make it seem. Did it sound like they were getting ready to move on from Volpe?
No.
There's no way.
But there's still, maybe there's a better option. They could eventually move Volpe if they want to play him at second base and move on from Jet. There's a lot of work the Yankees have to do. I would move on from Stanton. I'm not so sure the Yankees are going to do all those things, but there are, much like the Mets, there are a lot of different things. Dante is calling from East Brunswick. What's up, Dante?
Hey, guys. Just revisiting that cat. Randall trade again. I'm one of those guys, you know, obviously it's one under the bridge, but I'm one of those guys that believes if they kept that 2024 group together, they anywhere bridges to that group the way they were playing, I honestly think, you know, they probably win the whole thing, or at least definitely get to the finals. Actually, I don't know if you beat OKC.
You're not beating the Thunder.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna beat them, you know, last year, mm-hmm. but maybe you just, you know, it's a gradual step. And I just think it's a simple 2-for-1. If you add Cat for Randall, okay, maybe, you know, that's one thing. But then to throw in DiVincenzo and a first-round pick, and you look at the time, Julius's contract, what he was making like $30 million.
Cap
is like $62
million. Dante, let's forget the cap, forget the money, forget the pick.
Yeah.
The players. That's the fun part of the conversation. Would you right now trade Karl Anthony Towns for Randall and DiVincenzo?
Without a doubt. Yeah. It's a simple 2-for-1 for me. The shooting, the effort, just everything. Obviously, Cat is talented, but to me, you take a little bit of a step off with Julius. He might not be as good, but if you throw in DiVincenzo on top of that, I think it just cancels it. You know, it's way more. And then throw in the Nova, whether it's a real thing, the Nova Knicks, that would have been just the continuity that group had and the toughness and everything. I kind of think you kind of like chink the armor a little bit.
I love the chemistry. Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a really interesting way to process what the Knicks decided to do. They fired that big bullet, and that's it. Cat's making a lot more money than Randall. You see, to me, I'm not saying there's no teams like this. Like, Larry Brown's Pistons team, you know, they had Chauncey Billups, yeah. They didn't have, like, a true, true all-time transcendent superstar like a Bird or a Jordan or a Magic or one of those guys. But it's very rare. I'm not saying there's none, but it's very rare when a team's second best player is as flawed as Cat is and as flawed as Randall is, which is why at the end of the day, while it's a really interesting thing to dive into, I'm happy you brought it up, and to flush through it, I don't think it would have worked either way. Neither team's winning a championship if Randall's your 1A or Cat's your 1A.
Right, but you got to make a decision.
I know.
You got to pick one.
I know.
Would you rather have Karl Anthony Towns?
I'd probably go with Cat based on the size and the shooting.
Right. So at the time, I thought talent. Right now, I'd rather have I'd take my chance with the max effort and having those two glue guys and that core and that chemistry. I do believe that team with Randall and DiVincenzo last year would have beaten the Pacers. Whereas with Karl Anthony Towns, he's more talented. I get it. It's why I was in love with the trade to begin with. Talent, bring it in. Talent wins in the NBA. It does, but it's got to be the right fit and the right player. And there's just something off with Karl Anthony Towns in the postseason.
The other problem with this, too, is think about this. Like, so if Mitchell Robinson was much more physically reliable, right? Well, now I still wouldn't do it. It wouldn't ultimately change my ultimate opinion, but it would seem like more possible, like if Mitch was a 30-minute a game guy, 31, like a normal player who could play 75 games a year and play 31, 32 minutes. Well, then, you know, Mitch at the 5, Randall at the 4. Now, that's more palatable for me. But think about this, because we're talking about an alternate universe going back to a world without Cat. without Cat. So let's take Cat out of it, but now also take Mitch out of it because he doesn't play all the time. Randall's your center? Who's your center? Like, so,
no, but now it's getting too convoluted.
It wouldn't have been because Mitch...
Just say right now.
Yeah, but...
Forget about what happened.
You can't, though, because Mitch was already signed, so there's
things... No, but I'm saying right now. If you have Mitch...
I still prefer Cat. Right, acknowledging that it's not... Yeah, it's not probably not enough to win.
I think Cat is better off with Mitch as well. So you could say you like Julius at the four. That's fine. I like Cat better at the four. I don't like him as a center. I want him more on the perimeter. What I can't watch anymore is Karl-Anthony Towns lumbering to the rim, throwing his arms, and then hitting the deck and looking at the ref as if he's confused as to, oh, me elbowing this guy in the face is an offensive foul? Wow, I'm shocked. And I'm not even trying to pick on Cat. All I'm saying is we never saw it have the chance to be fulfilled for a full season after the Anunoby trade, because really that was the turning point of the franchise. RJ Barrett and Emmanuel Quickley, while popular, were not getting it done. When they made that trade for OG Anunoby, it changed everything, and the Knicks got to another level, and they were playing like that. And then Randall got hurt, and then everything else started to fall to crap, and they got banged up that year and fell short. And we never got to see that full team take their shot at it.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to see it, but I understood why when you had the opportunity to go get Cat, who I thought was far more talented than Julius Randle, and I didn't care about DiVincenzo at the time of throwing whatever, and I don't think the Knicks missed DiVincenzo as much now. They needed him a couple of years ago. Now they don't, but I still would rather have that chemistry and those guys who are both max effort players now than I would call on.
Well, and given their flaws, like if I'm going into a 7-game, I don't mean a first round, like a deep series, you know, conference finals, NBA finals, who am I worried about more, myself? Am I worried about Cat or hurting me, or am I worried about Randall? And I'd be more worried about Cat. I would be more worried about Cat hurting me. Meaning hurting me doing good things for the Knicks and hurting the team that I'm playing against. He could shoot. He's a better shooter.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll finish up on the phones. We come back. 888-808-1019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.